Some approaches to sleep treat the human body like a machine. Follow the correct instructions, press the correct buttons, create the perfect room, and the machine should shut down on command. When sleep does not come, the person may conclude that the machine is broken. Other approaches treat the body as though it were merely a container for the soul. They focus only on thoughts, prayers, or spiritual attitudes while overlooking breathing, pain, hormones, medication effects, nervous system activation, or physical illness. The Christian understanding presented in this course is different. You are an organic human. An organic human is a God-created person made in the image of God, with spiritual and physical life before God. You are an embodied soul. Your spiritual nature thinks, believes, remembers, loves, fears, hopes, trusts, worships, and prays. Your bodily nature participates through the brain, nervous system, breathing, senses, muscles, hormones, temperature, appetite, movement, pain, circadian rhythm, sleep pressure, and physical health. These are not two unrelated lives. A frightening thought can tighten your muscles and quicken your breathing. Physical pain can narrow your attention and affect your emotions. Relational conflict can keep the mind alert. Breathing disruption can produce repeated awakenings. Grief may be experienced in the mind, the chest, the stomach, and the entire body. The whole organic human enters the night. Creation teaches us that the body is good, human limits are real, and dependence on God is not a defect. God created day and night, activity and stillness, work and rest. The fall helps us understand why sleep may become difficult. Human beings experience illness, danger, injustice, shame, conflict, overwork, trauma, loneliness, harmful choices, and circumstances they did not choose. Redemption in Christ means that a difficult night does not place you under condemnation. Jesus does not measure your worth by your sleep efficiency. You belong to Him while sleeping and while awake. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit allows you to become honestly present before God. You can name fear as fear, pain as pain, bitterness as bitterness, grief as grief, and a possible medical concern as something that deserves evaluation. Organic male and female sleep also deserves compassionate attention. Men and women share the same fundamental human sleep systems, but hormonal transitions, symptoms, health risks, caregiving burdens, pregnancy, postpartum life, menopause, aging, and patterns of sleep-disordered breathing may affect individuals differently. These are patterns, not stereotypes. Each person should be listened to as an individual. Sleep difficulty is common. Research estimates vary because studies use different definitions. But the evidence consistently shows that insomnia is experienced across cultures and is influenced by biological, psychological, medical, social, and economic conditions. Women, older adults, and people facing socioeconomic hardship are among the groups reporting greater vulnerability. PubMed, a mind that needs better thoughts. You are not merely a body that needs better habits. You are not a diagnosis. You are not a spiritual failure. You are an organic human whom God created, Christ redeems, and the Holy Spirit meets with truth and grace.